For most Kansans wrapping up school, it's hard to get by without a good job and the paycheck that comes with it. Somebody with cognitive or physical disabilities typically needs extra help landing that job. A partnership between Derby Public Schools and McConnell Air Force Base does just that. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports that it's the sort of help that's hard to find in the state, turning students with special needs into workers.
At McConnell's Child Development Center, a small group of one-year-olds shift between blank stares and bouncing excitement. Genesis Coleman helps feed the kids cereal and entertains them with hand puppets.
Now she has a horse. Will you dink horse loose?
Coleman is an intern with Project Search. The national program helps recent high school graduates with physical and cognitive disabilities get job experience. Coleman has autism. He eventually wants a job working with children, maybe as a teacher's aide. At McConnell, he's learning how to deal with kids, even when they're having tantrums.
I ask them what's wrong. I sometimes let them just stay with me. And, you know, just tell them it's all right sometimes, you know.
Project Search says 70% of its interns get jobs. That's pretty good compared to the fact that less than half of working-age Kansans with disabilities are employed, or barely more than a third of Kansans with cognitive disabilities. Interns at the Air Force Base near Wichita also get lessons on keeping a job and how to handle their money. In a McConnell classroom with a noisy heater, Derby Public Schools instructor Vicki Ryerson teaches five interns how to avoid getting scammed by giving out their personal information. At a bank, opening an account, share away.
Would you want to do that over the telephone?
No,
because you're not sure if that's the bank really calling.
Project Search helps about 100 Kansas interns each year. But the Kansas Department for Children and Families estimates that more than 16,000 students with physical and cognitive disabilities need help landing in the workforce. There aren't enough counselors or state dollars to help them all. And where you live matters.
There are opportunities that are available to people in more urban centers that are not even close to possible for those of us who live in rural settings.
Nikki Hyman lives in Baileyville, a northern Kansas town with fewer than 200 residents. Her 16-year-old son, Trenton, does get help from a state career counselor, but because of the workload and travel time, the counselor only sees Trenton once a month and for just 15 minutes. Trenton's among thousands who need extra training. And without training for employers, Kansans with disabilities are less likely to keep their jobs. Those employers also need repeated training. When a new supervisor comes in, that person must understand that Trenton's Down syndrome means he needs clearer guidance to stick with a task.
And that is where the barrier is, because when you have somebody who is offering a job because they know Trenton and they love him and they enjoy being around him, that's great and we appreciate that. However, employment is more than charity.
That's what Rocky Nichols argues. He's the head of the Disability Rights Center of Kansas. Nichols says in a tight labor market like the one in Kansas right now, hiring workers with disabilities is just good business.
Any employer you talk to will tell you how hard it is to hire good help these days. Well, guess what? There are tons and tons of people with disabilities who have talents, who have abilities, who have skills, who are being unutilized in our Kansas economy.
But that tight labor market cuts both ways. While employers may be willing to hire more Kansans with disabilities, counselors needed to get those Kansans work ready are that much harder to find. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find out more at ksnewsservice.org.